KJAN Sports.
KJAN Sports is brought to you this morning by McAtee Tire and Service Center at 2nd and Poplar in Atlantic. See them for all of your automotive needs. We'll check sports this morning. Let's start with high school track and field from around the area. The Harlan boys hosting the Ken Karstens Track Invitational last night. Lewis Central won the team title. They picked up 133 points. Trainer with 132 points right behind in second place. Harlan was third with 105.5. Atlantic had 75.5 for fourth. Underwood with 70 points was fifth in that meet. Individually, Harlan won the 4x200-meter relay and got wins also from Will Neuwirth in the 200 and Aiden Hall in the 100 meters. Atlantic picked up a win from Craig Allen Becker in the 800 meters. They also took second in the 4x800-meter relay. Trainers Noah James won three golds, taking the 110 hurdles, the 400 hurdles, and the high jump events last night. Also, the Griswold Girls Tiger Relays saw Woodbine win the Class A team title with 177 points. Essex, the runner-up at 140. Griswold, third with 87.5. Hope Ogg won the 100-meter hurdles for Griswold, while Paige Luft won the discus event last night for the Tigers. In the Class AA team results, Underwood won the team title with 153 points. AHSTW, second, 124.5. Riverside, with 111 points, was third. Holly Heppner won the 100 hurdles and the 400 hurdles, and Chloe Falcona grabbed the 1500 and the 3000 meter titles for AHSTW last night. Riverside won the distance medley, the 4x100 meter relay, and got individual wins from Lydia Erickson in the 400 meters and Veronica Andrew Shishin in the 100 meters last night. At the Tri-Center Boys Track Invitational, it was Riverside winning the team title with 118 points. West Harrison with 76 points, the runner-up. Westwood, Missouri Valley, and Tri-Center, the top five. Riverside got wins from Brogan Allensworth in the high jump and the 4x800-meter relay. Aiden Bell grabbed second in the 1600 meters. Tri-Center got wins in the 800 meters by Brett McGee. Eli Marsh in the long jump, and the sprint medley relay team for the Trojans also was a winner last night. At the Earlham Coed track meet, on the girls' side, it was Van Meter winning the title with 103 points, edging Harlan, who had 102 points. Panorama, South Hamilton, Mount Air, the top five. Tri-Center's Peyton Pogge won the 800 meters and the 3,000 meters. Nottoway Valley's Maddox DeVault won the 100 hurdles, and the Wolverines also took the shuttle hurdle relay. Harlan's Ashley Hall won the long jump, and the Cyclones also won the 4x200-meter relay and the distance medley relay, while Maddie Kelsey of ACGC was a winner in the shot put event. On the boys' side, ACGC won the team title with 133 points, Van Meter with 129 second, Des Moines Christian, Earlham, and South Hamilton the top five. For ACGC, they got wins from Cale Hoeing in the discus, the shuttle hurdle relay team a winner. They also won the sprint medley and distance medley events last night for the Chargers. The Sheraton Boys Charger Relays last night in the large class, the team scoring saw Davis County win with 145.5 points. In the small class team scoring, Southeast Warren with 146 was the team champion last evening. Moving over to golf, in the Shenandoah Boys Golf Tournament last night, it was Maryville, Missouri winning the meet with a 338 total. They shot 338. Atlantic just three strokes back at 341. Red Oak also 341 for third. Clarinda Glenwood round out the top five. Cooper Langfeld of Fremont Mills was the individual medalist with a 76, while Kyle Beam of Sydney was runner-up, shooting 78. For Atlantic, their top finisher was Dre Newell. He shot 81, good for sixth place overall. Braden Smith was 11th with an 85. Garrett McLaren also shot 85. That was good for 12th place in that meet yesterday. The Atlantic girls golf team fell at Glenwood Tuesday night, 218 to 221. Atlantic's Ronnie Hook was medalist with a 44. Haley Woods of Glenwood, the runner-up, with a 51. Also yesterday, another boys' golf action. It was Audubon over Griswold, 180 to 227. Jay Remsburg of Audubon with 41 was medalist. Also, it was West Monona defeating Missouri Valley, 187 to 188. Ryan Russman of Missouri Valley, the medalist, with a 44. In other girls' golf scores, Denison defeating Bowyer Valley and IKM Manning. Denison shooting 218, Bowyer Valley 219, and IKM Manning 243. Kylie Powers was medalist with a 46 last night. Also, Griswold defeated Audubon. Griswold shot a 222. Audubon didn't have a full team score. Jenna Reynolds of Griswold, the medalist, with a 52. Missouri Valley beat West Monona 247 to 254 as Haley Arbaugh of Missouri Valley shot the low round of 55. Mount Air defeated Wayne 204 to 241. Westwood over Woodbine 221 to 254. Also last night, it was Winterset shooting a 199 to beat Creston at 211 and Clark at 222. J.O. West of Winterset had the low round of 45. In high school tennis action yesterday in boys tennis, it was Atlantic defeating Glenwood 6-3. Atlantic getting singles wins from Grant Sturm, Ethan Sturm, and Bodie Johnson, along with Dayton Templeton. They also got a couple of doubles victories from the Sturms, and Johnson and Templeton also teamed up for wins. In other boys tennis, Ballard beat Clark 9-0, Red Oak 5-1 over Audubon. It was Southwest Valley over Clarinda 8-1. In girls tennis last night, Glenwood defeating Atlantic 5-4. Atlantic getting singles wins from Tessa Grooms and Nellie Grooms. Genevieve Martinez also with a singles win, and the Grooms girls also teamed up for a doubles victory last night. In other girls tennis, Clarinda beat Southwest Valley 7-2, Clark over Ballard 5-4, Lewis Central 8-1 over Harlan, Red Oak 9-0 over Audubon, St. Albert defeated Shenandoah 5-4. In high school girls soccer last night, it was Glenwood over Denison 10-0, Kemper Catholic beat Carroll 6-0, Trainer over Nottoway Valley West Central Valley 10-0, and Council Bluffs Abe Lincoln beat Sioux City North 2-0. In boys soccer, Riverside 1-0 over Logan Magnolia, St. Albert beat Trainer 4-3, Sioux City North over Abraham Lincoln of Council Bluffs 1-0. In Major League Baseball, Nolan Arenado, Paul Goldschmidt, and Matt Carpenter all homered off of Steven Strasburg, and the St. Louis Cardinals routed the Washington Nationals 14-3. Jack Flaherty allowed one run on three hits in five innings as St. Louis snapped a three-game losing streak. Also, Royals catcher Salvador Perez picked David Fletcher off of third with the bases loaded for the final out in the ninth inning, helping the Kansas City Royals beat Shohei Ohtani and the Los Angeles Angels by a final of 3-2. In other baseball scores, it was Red Sox over the Twins 4-2. The Giants beat the Reds 7-6. Dodgers 7-0 over the Rockies. Indians beat the White Sox in 10 innings 2-0. Tigers over the Astros 8-2. Cubs beat the Brewers 3-2. Pirates 8-4 over the Padres. Blue Jays beat the Yankees in action last night. Also, it was the Mariners splitting with the Orioles, winning 4-3 in the opener. The Orioles 7-6 in the nightcap. The Mets took two from the Phillies, 4-3 and 4-0. Marlins over the Braves, 14-8, and it was the Athletics beating the Diamondbacks, 7-5. Iowa punter Torrey Taylor is not sure when he'll see his family again. The native of Australia arrived in Iowa City last August prior to an all-Big Ten freshman season, and he's not been back. His family has also not been able to visit due to the pandemic.
Like, I know last year when I got here in August, I was kind of like, oh, okay, like, I'll be able to go home. Like, hopefully everything's cleared up by January and I'll go home for a couple of weeks after our bowl game. That didn't eventuate. So, and then I was like, oh, well, hopefully May is our next break. Hopefully I can get home then. But yeah, that's not going to happen either.
Taylor got the COVID vaccine over the weekend, but it still may be a few months before he can see his family.
Back home in Australia, they're not letting anyone in the country. And even though I've been vaccinated, it's still, really difficult. And they've banned international travel until like the end of June, I believe. So yeah, for now, I'm really not too sure. I think that's the hardest part. He's not really knowing.
For now, Taylor says he's leaning on his Iowa football family. Taylor averaged just over 44 yards a punt last season for the Hawkeyes. KJAN Sports is brought to you this morning by McAtee Tire and Service Center, your Goodyear dealer in Atlantic.